Jake Martin is older. He's doing his PhD now at Monash and has just published another worrying story. Fish may be affected by our antidepressants, 11% of which we don't process but flush down the loo into rivers and bays. Jake.
We've known that pharmaceuticals are entering the environment for about 20 years or so, but only now with increasing analytical techniques have we been able to detect them properly. So they're often found at very low levels. So to detect them, you need quite sensitive instruments, and only in the last 10 to 15 years have we had those.
So you're worried about antidepressants, particularly something like Prozac. How do you know it's affecting fish?
Well, we weren't sure that it was. We chose fluoxetine because it's very commonly detected in the environment and because it acts on the serotonin system and it acts on a target molecule that is present in a lot of species. So it has the potential to affect a lot of different species in much the same way as it does in humans. And that's why we decided that it was an important pharmaceutical to address.
Have you looked underwater?
We haven't looked in the wild. So our exposures have been in the laboratory. We take wild fish and we expose them to ecologically relevant concentrations in the lab, and then we test their behavior. Because in the wild, you'll find more than just one pharmaceutical in the environment. So in order to know which chemical is affecting the given behavior, you need to do laboratory-based studies first.
And when you had them affected by these antidepressants, how did they behave?
We found that they became more relaxed. So in two different experiments, we looked at the anti-predator behavior of the fish. And in both cases, we found that they were less responsive to the presence of a predator and a simulated predator strike.
So they could get killed.
Yes. So what we're saying is that these behavioral changes are more likely to result in the fish being detected and eaten by a predator.
And did you test at very low levels or higher ones?
We experimented at two different levels. So we used a level that was representative of those found in surface waters at the moment, so between 8 and about 36 nanograms per litre. And then we used a higher level which represented those found in effluent flows, so those inputs directly into the water, which is more like 300 nanograms per litre.
But both levels that you might find naturally as part of the estuaries and such like?
Yes, they have been detected in the environment at both of those levels.
When I mentioned your work to a couple of people, the first thing they said was, okay, if we eat the fish, will we be affected? You know, the me question.
What they've found is that these contaminants are found in the tissues of fish. In streams in America, they've shown that, but they've been found at very low levels. And I think the official thoughts by the World Health Organization is that these levels are far too low to exhibit any type of effect in humans.
Okay, so you looked at the waters around urban areas, for instance, Sydney Harbour. How about out to sea?
Yeah, so that's a really interesting one. I think to date, most of the research like mine has focused in freshwater systems, because that's where we've detected a lot of these contaminants. I think there is a possibility that it's affecting our fish here too. But to my knowledge, there's been almost no research addressing aquatic species.
Jake, how are you going to follow this up?
We think the most important thing to take home from our study is highlighting the potential for this particular pharmaceutical to affect the behavior of our fish and using it to highlight the type of pharmaceuticals that can affect our wildlife at environmentally realistic concentrations. The next step is to look at species interactions, how this might affect the predator in this situation. So are the predator's foraging behaviors also affected? In addition, we'd like to look at reproductive behaviors, because this chemical also has the potential to affect reproductive behaviors and physiology of fish.
Jake Martin is doing his PhD at Monash University, another reminder of our effects on the wild. First corals, now fish.